Welcome back to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls here on WUST 1120 AM on your dial. We're talking about integrating the Catholic faith with the issues of our lives, and today we're talking about marriage, and we're talking with someone who's published many books on the topic, given many talks. We're pleased to have Greg Popchak talking to us about this. Greg, you're talking about how to make marriage the priority, and not just another thing we have, and not just the kind of common ground that we meet at in the evenings and leave from in the mornings, but really making the priority into our lives. How do we do that?
Well, I think that everybody believes that their marriage and family life is a priority. You know, none of us wake up in the morning and say, gee, I think I'll neglect my wife and kids today. You know? We end up doing that very often. But, and the question that I get a lot of in counseling then is, well, how do I change that? Huh? What's the perspective that I need to have? And what I suggest to people is that what you need to do, first of all, is take a look at a week when your family is getting along pretty well. You know, not a vacation week, just a regular work week when, for some reason, everything is clicking. And sit down and try to come up with an actual ballpark number of how many hours are you spending together as a family that week? How much time are you putting into the relationships in your home that is actually making you like each other more than you usually do? And write that number down. And then the next thing I want you to do is ask yourself, okay, the primary work that God has given me to do, whether that's my career or my homemaking or whatever, what is that? How much time do I have to spend on that part of my life to do it well? Not to do it so well that I'm pursuing, I'm trying to be to gain, recognition and fame or obscene wealth or to make my home look like a museum, but rather, that I'm on top of things, that things are running fairly smoothly, I'm doing a good day's work and all that. How much time does it take me to do that in the course of a week? So you add those two numbers together, how much time it takes to run my family well, how much time it takes for me to do my work efficiently, and then you subtract that from the number of hours you're awake in a week. And then whatever you've got, whatever number you have left over, assuming that it's not a negative number, is that's the time you have to give to hobbies, to give to community service, to give to every other activity. Because what ends up happening very often is we give everything that we have to all those extras, to our hobbies, to our interests, to the community, and that's all important stuff. But what it ends up doing is it upends our lives, and the things that matter the most get the least of ourselves. It gets the scraps. This little formula helps to operationalize the idea of putting my marriage and family first.
Well, I bet you when people do the math like that they are somewhat startled by how much time they probably spend on other things. Here in the Washington D.C. area, which is the workaholic capital of the world, it's very common for people to think, I really don't have time for this. But I think it sounds like when you do the math you're talking about, people might find they have more time. And then I like your comment, too, about sometimes it's just like we're giving the scraps to our family. We're not giving our families our best time, the best we have to offer.
That's absolutely true. We're tired from doing so much that we just have so little left to give. And I think that's a real tragedy. It says that people are not worth very much. I think that it's probably one of the more subtle expressions of what the Holy Father calls this culture of death, where people really just don't matter all that much to us, and we say that they do, and we mean it when we say that we love our marriage, we love our families, but our lives are saying something different. It's a cliche, but I think it's a true cliche, and that we're at the end of our lives, we're not going to be standing before God and getting kudos for having produced that paper or made that great presentation. We're going to be judged on whether we loved or not and how well we met that challenge to love.
And like you said, the family is like the learning laboratory of love. It's where we learn to love or where we probably won't learn to love.
That's right.
That's where it happens. That's where we make it happen. One of the things I like about your work, Greg, is you really put a strong emphasis on relationships from a strong Christian point of view. I think a lot of Christians are tempted to minimize relationship, kind of overly emphasizing sometimes, in my opinion, rules, regulations, and kind of the harsh realities of of life and marriage. But in your books and your talks, you seem to be able to get it both ways. There's discipline and there's order, but you seem to put a higher emphasis on relationship. You think that's what a lot of families are lacking, that sense of commitment to relationship?
Yeah, I do. We forget that we don't exist for the rules, but that the rules are supposed to serve us. And it's easy to try to, well, it's easy to think that to have a successful marriage, I have to follow these, you know, four steps, or to be, you know, a successful family, I have to, you know, follow this template and these rules. When really what it is that we have to take the time to get to know each other and serve each other well. I was doing a talk once where a man came up to me afterward and said, you know, Greg, it took me 25 years to figure out that I wasn't going to get any credit for giving my wife stuff she didn't want. and so many of us do that. We love our mates in the way that we think they ought to be loved, or the way that we want to love them. We never really stop and ask them, what would it take for me to love you in a way that would make sense to you? And so in a sense, what happens is we end up playing roles rather than being married to actual people.
Hmm. We get enchanted with our roles, huh?
Greg, yes, absolutely. You know, we stand at the altar and we say, I do, not to this person who's standing next to us, but to this idea of what it is to be a husband or wife. And we think that as long as we're being as good a husband as our dad was to our mom, or as good a husband as our coworkers are to their wives, that somehow we're being a good husband. And even if our wife thinks that, you know, we're failing, we just say, well, you know, that just means you're crazy because I'm every bit as good as Joe is to his wife, you know.
Yeah.
That misses the point entirely. God gave me as a unique gift to this unique woman, and God gave this unique woman as a unique gift to me. And we need to get to know each other and love each other in a unique way that allows us to become the people that God wants us to be.
Right. You know, maybe we can kind of develop this more on the other side there, but I think one of the comments I hear from men, let's say from dads in particular, is, well, you know, this relationship stuff, that's for the moms. I mean, you know, I'm just a guy, I'm a hardworking man, and I give my best at the office, and, you know, I'm not into this touchy-feely stuff, this intimacy relationship stuff. That's the domain of my wife, and I really, really can't handle that. I don't know what to do with that. Maybe we're heading off to the commercial. We'll just pick that one up on the other side. I'm really interested how you handle that, how you can convince them. There's a lot of dads right now on the Beltway that are going 2 miles an hour and maybe listening to this and give us some ideas on how they can relate better to their wives. So you're listening to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. Your host, Art Bennett. We'll be back to you right after this message.
Do you need a place to find quiet, peace, and time with God? Our Lady of Bethesda Retreat Center in Bethesda, Maryland offers silent retreats, monthly evenings of reflection, and other spiritually enriching activities that seek to foster and enrich your relationship with Jesus Christ. The spiritual exercises, silent retreats offered by the Legionaries of Christ, will help to open your soul to the transforming power of grace by offering a simple yet profound spirituality rooted in the gospel and the fullness of the Catholic faith. The retreat is based on the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola and is comprised of personal reflections, guided meditations, Mass, and opportunities for confession and spiritual direction. For more information on our retreats and other activities, please contact us at 301-365-0612 or visit us online at www.ourladyofbethesda.org.